Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, Joel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
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 So I went in for a colonoscopy, and when it was done, she told me that they had removed a couple polyps, and she said, no worries, you know, we'll monitor them, but 1% of all patients experience bleeding or whatnot. So no problem, went home that night, took an edible, fell asleep, woke up in the middle of the night, drenched in blood.
Ooh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, and so I went to the bathroom, and it's kind of weird sitting on the bathroom looking in the toilet, seeing a bunch of blood, wondering what the heck's going on. My wife took me to the emergency room, 2:30 in the morning. I had to stay there the whole morning. Then they did another colonoscopy to fix the issue that next day. So I got two colonoscopies back to back.
Yay!
And then I got a $4,500 bill.
And I'm sure the second one, you didn't have time to drink that stuff again.
Nope. I actually had dinner. They didn't say anything about it. They took care of everything, and then they said, you should be good to go. And then about
did they nick something like a vein on the way in there?
No, it was, so one of the polyps, they put like sutures on it or like little clips on it, and it didn't hold. So they had to redo that. And so that.
Now, do you wake up?
Looks like a little.
Do you wake up because you're bleeding, or do you wake up and you're in a pool of blood?
It was more the sensation.
Okay.
Something just didn't feel right. I kind of felt like I was sweating, and I woke up and it was dark, and I wear contacts. I can't see anything without them. My wife saw it, and she's like, oh, God. And so I'm, you know, trying to figure out what's going on. From waking up and trying to figure out what actually is going on. And so, yeah, that was 24 hours to colonoscopy.
You know, but look, the good news in all this, not that it's good news, but at least you knew that you just had a surgery in the place you're bleeding from. I'm imagining.
Correct.
If I wake up and there's a pool of blood leaking out of my butt, like, I have not had a medical procedure. That's much
more
alarming.
There's a procedure, you know, where you're not in pain.
Right.
So, you know, typically if you have something done, you're going to be sore in a certain area, whatever the deal is. I mean, with that, at least it's not like there's physical pain involved. It's a pain in the ass, no pun intended, but it's not physically something that hurts you. So, like, it's not as bad as any other procedure, probably.
Yeah. No, it was, I had no feeling after that. I mean, I was fine.
Yeah, I mean, you use the bathroom normally, all that stuff. I mean, it's like, it was nothing like my surgery.
Good God. The hemorrhoids?
Oh, my God. But I still have nightmares about that.
It was that bad.
I got up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom, crying in pain. Like, I've never cried before as an adult because of physical pain.
Right, because something hurt.
I'll cry reading an article online. You know what I mean? I'll be like, that'll tear me up a little bit.
Right.
You know what I mean? I never cry because of physical pain. And I mean, I'm just sitting there crying, running a bath at 3:00 in the morning because I need to use the bathroom. And that woke me up. But the problem is, I can't use toilet paper or anything. I basically have to submerge myself in a bathtub full of Epsom salts. You know what I mean? And let it clean. And it's burning, dude. It's like jumping into the ocean, you know what I mean, with a big cut. You
right.
This horrible burn. It's, God. That was the worst.
And it's all your butt.
What interrupted your precious sleepy time? 206-421-ROCK.
Do all hemorrhoids have to have surgery, or do some people just live with them?
I think some people live with them. It depends on the severity, right?
Mine were so bad that they didn't, they were like, look, this is one of the worst cases we've seen. I was like, oh, good. Thanks for hitting that lottery. Yeah. That's the one I wanted. That's the one I wanted. Come here, yeah, look at this. You know, on that one.
You can't win a scratch off, but you have ultimate hemorrhoids.
When I had that varicose vein out of my leg, like they were like, this is taking a lot longer. And the doctor looks at like, and he's like, do you have to work tonight? She's like, no. I already called. I got out of my bartending shift. Like, I'm not missing this.
Damn.
And they're like pulling out this, and they're like, look at the size of that. And I'm just on Xanax or something, just watching, all numbed up, watching them do it. I'm like, is this big? And they're like, oh, dude, we've never seen one like this.
Oh, wow. Yeah. My problem is when I woke up, I had an erection. So anytime I get put under, I wake up and I know for a fact, there's no way if I'm asleep, I have an erection. So I know for a fact I'm sitting there through the whole entire surgery with an erection. I'm just like, I'm that guy. They're talking behind my back. They're just not going to tell me to my face.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.